We have Gene Boldick here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time. For Thing Not a Thing, that part of the week when Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide whether or not they are actually things. It's okay. Election season.
Election season, and this week is the toughest Thing Not a Thing challenge, because my challenge to you is not to talk about the president at all.
Okay.
And find things that are not a thing or a thing.
Well, my question to you is going to be, because it is election season, which means it's the silly season, everyone's ramping up. And I think the thing that has people upset on social media this week, and I'm just looking at my own Facebook feed and just seeing, is that people are very upset about the silliness on the other side, right? The ramped up rhetoric against immigration in particular,
right?
And that is the thing that we should be upset about. Just seems to get more and more ramped up with every new
election
cycle.
You know, it's like, and now people are instructing their friends, you should be outraged about this, but you should do this with your rage and not that.
Right.
And, you know, there's like this steering mechanism about it.
Yes.
That to me reminds me immensely of the Tasmanian devil somehow.
A little bit.
It's just like, come on.
So my question to you is, what's not a thing this week? What are people talking about or upset about on social media or just in general that maybe we shouldn't be so upset about?
The various, without saying the name, the various things that have come out, announcements, intent from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue about ending birthright citizenship. Yeah, talked about that a long time ago and consistently ever since then. Can't do it. We all know it's nonsense and, you know, moving on. It's not a thing. I was surprised at how much press coverage that got, because the press knows better. You know the scope of how meaningless that is established by the fact that Paul Ryan steps forward and says, yeah, that's not going to happen. We can't do that. And we wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
That's in the Constitution.
I think what is a thing as far as that goes is you're 100% right. I think this constitutionally is not going to fly. Even if he tries to do it, there's going to be an injunction. He's not going to win in the courts. What could result from it, and I think what will result from it if he keeps up with that rhetoric, is just sort of socially what the consequence will be, which is just sort of stepped up rhetoric leading to individual people being actually harassed on the street
and
assaulted and attacked. That is already increasing, and that is a real consequence of rhetoric like this. Even if the rhetoric itself doesn't go where he says it's going to go, there are other consequences that are in many ways worse.
The stunning lack of critical thinking on the part of some of the followers is definitely a thing. I mean, when you see them interviewed, all you hear from them are talking points from ads and you know, tweets. And there's just nothing there. You know, they're just saying, well, you know, they're worried about the invasion and they need the wall, they need the protection. And if you get lucky enough to hear an interview that has a follow-up question or two, and they ask, why are you worried about that? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing there. That's the line from the stump speech that they know.
I do, in fairness, think that describes the vast majority of us the vast majority of the time. Like, most of the time, we don't think about the arguments
that
we're
making. We're just parroting what our side is.
I think that's true.
I think there's some of that. That stuff, when you hear it from members of Congress, though, it's a little bit more concerning.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
And so to me, the bigger thing, and that's why I say let's not focus too much on POTUS, but the thing that's really a thing is all the rest of these figures in leadership who should be stepping up and saying, no, we need to talk about this massacre, you know, at the synagogue last Saturday. We need to talk about that. We need to drop the campaigning for a day or two. I know it's only a week before, but you know what? This is really important. And this attitude of this shooter, this is not isolated. And we need to dial this back, and we don't need to engage in this thing about, well, it's both sides, you know. People said mean things to Mitch McConnell in a restaurant once.
Mm-hmm.
It's the large number of people in highly elected positions who should be stepping up to the microphones and saying, that's it, no, this is not us, this is, you know, putting arm's length. Where is that?
Yeah, I think this is a serious issue, and it's systemic, right? Because these are elected officials. They're in high positions of power.
Yep.
They make a pretty decent amount of money, and more than that, they've got a lot of power and clout and authority that
right.
they don't want to give up, nor would we if we had the same position. So they've got a really strong incentive to want to seek re-election. And unfortunately, I think the calculation they're making is probably the correct one, which is
it
that
has
they
been
have
historically,
yeah,
no doubt.
That they stand a better chance of getting reelected in four days if they go all in on this crap rhetoric. So what we're asking is for people to be able to step up and do the right thing, even if it costs them politically. And that's something that I think goes back to basic civics education in elementary school.
Yeah, it does.
This is something we need to be instilling in kids today, like the need to be willing to do the right thing, even if it costs you personally
and
or politically.
And be involved in your direct community in
mm-hmm.
ways that are tangible to you. So getting involved in elections at school.
Yes.
And committees that do things, service groups and whatever at school.
Yeah.
As a teaching mechanism for how to be involved in the larger community once you graduate from high school,
mm-hmm.
or even while you're in high school, there's a lot that you can do as an activist, which the Parkland kids have been doing.
Yes.
I think they've made a pretty good showing.
They've done a spectacular job,
for the idea that your ability to vote in an election is not the beginning, middle, and end of your political activity. I think that they've been stunningly effective, and I cannot wait to see what the exit polls show about how people are voting related to gun issues and whether or not that drove people to vote. Because I hope it does. Democrats need to vote on that issue the way Republicans in off years have voted on that issue.
And I think it's not just getting out and getting engaged. It's getting engaged with people on issues that you don't necessarily agree with them on, or find common
right.
ground with someone and
right.
go out and get engaged with people, but then be willing to have conversations about things that we disagree
right.
with. Because I think part of the problem is that we're getting into our echo chambers, which is very easy to do now that there's a million news outlets and we can all find the one
right.
that caters to us. And we're not looking each other in the eye and having these conversations.
Right.
And now we're starting to say, oh, we need to be having these conversations again, but we're so entrenched that being able to
right.
do that not only is difficult, it feels like a betrayal of the values that we stand for.
Yeah,
and in a lot of cases, it is a betrayal of the values
and
we stand for.
And often you don't want to be the first one to step outside
of
the tribe and reach out and then have it not work out
mm-hmm.
and it just looks like you sold out for nothing.
Right, right.
So it's a difficult time for that dialogue. But I'll tell you what, I watched almost every minute of this speech that Oprah gave yesterday. The networks took it live, which
mm-hmm.
was, the cable news networks took it live, which was great. I wish that they run it in a loop from now until election night, because it was 2% partisan. I mean, she was talking about her candidate.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, the vast majority of what she was saying was about advocating for voting, not
yes.
for voting this way versus that way, and not about defeating the other side. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
There was almost not one word of that in there. It was about how people who are telling you to not care or to not vote,
mm-hmm.
You shouldn't listen to that.
Yeah.
And that if you do, if you stay out of it, if you don't vote, if you stay home cycle after cycle, that I thought the message that she drove home beautifully was, you're betraying your relatives who suffered and died to give you this right.
Mm-hmm.
And she directed this brilliantly, I thought, not only at African-Americans, but at women, saying, you know, it's not yet been 100 years that we've had the right to vote.
Yep.
What do you mean you're sitting around not voting? How dare you? What's wrong with you? I mean, it's a fair point.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was extremely effective. And, of course, Obama's out today talking himself hoarse with, I'm sure, big crowds and very enthusiastic folks in Florida. And, you know, I wish they had been out and been higher profile sooner, but it's good for them to be in at the finish line getting this profile, because it's so much easier to listen to their message than the boo scary stuff that's just full of nonsense that's coming out of the White House. I mean, it's amazing.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, Mark Margopoulos is on the water cooler once again this weekend. It's a repeat of our show last week. We had a little snafu in recording this week, unfortunately. But we again, you know, if you missed it last week, it was a terrific conversation and all about voting and elections and the job ahead of us. And I cannot wait, Aaron Keck, to be talking to you next Friday for us to do our breakdown of how it went on Tuesday. So I hope everybody gets out to vote, vote, vote.
Sounds good. Gene Bolduc, Weekend Water Cooler, 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Sundays, 4 a.m. on Saturdays. If you're up that late, the archive is on our website, chapelburger.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.